Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest, and we're going to put a major spotlight on one of the most amazing things that is going on in our community. This is all about Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona, and the show is made possible through their goodwill and support. I love these little puns this week. I'm just full of them. But you do so much to contribute to this community. It's almost hard to get one's head around. It's a perfect segue for me to introduce our two guests for our show today. Lisa Sarmiento. I told her I was going to say it like that because I love her last name. She's the district manager of After Retail. So it's like behind the scenes at Goodwill. And Amanda Thomas, who is the marketing specialist for Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. Welcome to both of you, and thanks so much for being here. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun and informative stuff, and really, the operative phrase here is let's have some fun, because Goodwill Industries, going to Goodwill is fun. It's like an excellent adventure, going on a treasure hunt. And too bad we don't have video, because we're all shaking our heads. So let's start with which one of you wants to answer the question, what is the overall mission of Goodwill? It's not just to sell resale.
No, our resale is what helps us accomplish our mission. So all of those donations and all of those folks who are in our stores purchasing stuff, 86 cents of every single one of those dollars goes back into our community, and it stays local.
86 cents of everything that is sold in the retail stores?
That's right. Stays
right here. No one ever brought that up on the show. Thank you, Amanda.
Goes directly to our mission. So we're out there. We have 8 programs that we're funding through that, and we're helping people get jobs. We're helping people train. We're helping youth learn skills that will make them more employable. We're helping people with disabilities learn skills to make them employable, and we're getting people jobs.
And that, in turn, to me, it's like, so we take our stuff to Goodwill, such an articulate word, and then it supports programs that help people to get a hand up. And then they become supporters of the community by their taxpayers' money and probably donating. So it's like a full circle.
Absolutely.
Do either one of you want to go through what the 8 programs are really quickly? Because I want to talk about following the donations, like follow the yellow brick donation. But can you give just a brief overview? Which one of you? Okay, Amanda, you go, girl.
Yeah. So we have several different programs. One of our most public programs is the Job Connection Centers, and we have 6 of those. They're located in our retail stores. We've got 3 in Tucson, 1 in Casa Grande, 1 in Sierra Vista, and 1 in Benson.
And in Benson?
I know. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
And those are open to the public, and they are stocked with computers, with internet, printers, phones, fax machines, and they each have a career development specialist there, and they are there solely to help anyone who comes in with their resume, their cover letter. We offer workshops on writing those things, on interviewing, anything you need to help you get a job. That's what those centers are for. So those are an awesome resource to the public. Another program we have is our youth mentoring program. So that's where we partner youth, at-risk youth, with a mentor for one whole year.
So important.
So
one of the
important.
Best things you can do for any community is be a mentor.
Absolutely. And we're looking for mentors.
Good little plug. That wasn't even in the questions of what we're going to do. Always. And it's the most rewarding thing that I personally have ever done.
Yeah.
I did it through a Rotary program.
Did you?
But I'm still in touch with the kids, and they started in 3rd grade. So
it
comes around to you 100-fold.
And it makes a huge difference in that youth's life. And we like to focus it on, you know, making sure their education is staying up, exposing them to different career opportunities, but any any kind of mentoring that they need. It's a hugely successful program, and it's a really wonderful service in this community. We have another program called our Good Futures program, and that's also
love that
for
program.
Youth. It is awesome. We take youth who have been involved in the juvenile justice system, and we take them through 3 months of training. They go out and they do community service work. They learn how to have a job. They learn how to do their resume. They build their skills. They create career plans. Then they get placed in an actual job, and we help them have a job, and they get paid the whole time. And it's amazing.
We had a show on that from Goodwill.
Did you?
And they brought a youth. I'm trying to remember the guy's name who came. I'm sorry, we can say that on air, but he was wonderful.
Yes.
And the young man who came, I wanted to kind of ask him if he wanted to be my sidekick on Mrs. Greenwell. Not shy, and talked about, having to tuck in his shirt and show up on time, all of those things that we take for granted.
We do.
And he was a shining example of it was changing his life already, and it was keeping him out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Idle hands.
That's right. Yeah. We had in marketing at Goodwill, we actually had a youth placed with us as their bridge placement, and it was amazing. In the 4 weeks that he was with us, he started off saying, I just can't do that. To at the end, he's like, let me figure out how to do that.
Unbelievable. So you really bring people along. I love, that's one of my favorite programs.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Working with the kids.
Yep. Absolutely. So what other programs do we have?
You have another program when you hire people with disabilities,
yes,
that many of them would not really able to have jobs anywhere else.
Absolutely.
And I've witnessed that and of course cried, but we're on the air now, so I don't have to. But it's very, very authentically touching when you see someone with Down syndrome who can function and who's helping to scan the books for the way that you resell books. It was like showing up, feeling purposeful, contributing, getting
out of home. They're part of a team.
Oh.
They're getting paid. Otherwise, they would be, a lot of the folks in our program would be at home.
Isolated.
Nothing else to do and completely isolated. And our program for people with disabilities really is focused on getting them to learn the skills so that they can be employed anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere.
Right.
So we've got, it's a level program. We have, they start at our work center, and that's where we really work on those basic skills of clocking in and, showing up on time and calling in sick and those kinds of things. And then they promote to group supported employment. And those are typically out at our stores or something like that, where they're in group settings, but they have still that support, the job coaching support. And then after that, hopefully they're graduating into independent and they can be placed anywhere in the community.
It's just so really appropriate to call it Goodwill Industries. It sounds
a little
bit corny, but it's really authentically the truth.
I agree.
I think we covered a lot of the programs, and I want to just highlight for a second the importance of having access to computers, because I think lots of people in certain demographics, myself could be included in that, except on Mrs. Green, don't realize that everybody doesn't have a computer, or that everyone in their family doesn't have their own laptop or iPad. Mm-hmm. And the way that you can get jobs in this real world is only through the internet.
That's right.
So that is such an added value service. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about someone like someplace like Benson, and this show is heard all over the country, but Benson is a rural community. It is growing because it's a retirement community, but it's off of I-10. And I know from my past life of working in social services, lots of poverty, not a lot of job opportunities. So I'm thrilled to hear that there's one in Benson. That's unbelievable. It makes me very happy. Okay. Any one other program that you thought of?
One other one, our Ready to Earn program, which is really cool. It's a training program that we offer. It's 4 weeks long, and it's specifically designed to train people to get jobs in customer service or call centers. So we actually work with several call centers in town, and we created this training because they want to hire people who are trained to work at call centers. And so we have a 85% placement rate of everybody who comes through our training gets a job, 85% of them anyways.
Ready to Earn.
Right away. Ready to Earn is what it's called. It's a pretty awesome training.
And can I get on my soapbox for a minute, even though the show is about Goodwill? I want people to remember that when someone calls and you're really annoyed because they're calling you from a call center, it's a job.
It is.
And I say
and
to them, you know what?
Job.
I really don't like that you're calling me at 8:30 at night, but I know it's your job. Please take me off the list. You can be respectful mm-hmm. and not get mad at them, because I know, like, the girl that I mentor, it's a way that she helped put herself through college.
It is.
Is working at a call center.
They're good paying jobs.
They
start $8.50 to $12 an hour.
Right.
And
right.
our training program is there to get people ready for those jobs. It's
ready
pretty
to earn.
Amazing.
I love it. Who comes up with this stuff? I love that. Okay, that's another show. Okay, now we are going to turn to Lisa Sarmiento and follow the donation, because I would love to know that. I know some of the answer, because I know that you never fill landfills. It goes somewhere. So Lisa, let's start. I come in and I drop something off, and what happens? In how many seconds?
Well, basically, it gets dropped off at ADC or the store, and then the store pretty much sorts it in by category, and then it's placed. Let's say if you're going into an ADC, then what happens is...
What's an ADC?
An ADC is a attended donation center.
Okay.
Okay.
Attended donation center, yeah. as opposed to putting it in one of the boxes
right.
out in the desert.
We don't do boxes. We only have attended donation centers.
Okay. Okay.
So.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then what happens there is that we collect it there, and we sort it six ways.
Six ways?
Yes. It's sorted into category
mm-hmm.
By textile, linens, large wares, large electronics, computers, and accessories and shoes are placed together. And what we do there is then they kind of pretty much prep it. So then that way when the order is sent to them, that transportation will be picking it up. They pick it up from there and then deliver it to a retail store. And when they're dropping this nice donation off there at the store, they collect those donations that have been sitting at the store for about 4 weeks, which then becomes as is.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Yeah. I don't want to interrupt the flow, but can you not also take your donations to the retail stores?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. You can
retail
take
retail resale.
That's right. That's right. So you can okay. take your donation to an attended donation center, and those donations get distributed to our stores, or you can take them directly to the store, which is even better, and those items get placed directly on the,
it's even
on the
better,
store.
Except that then you want to shop, and so whatever you donated, you're getting rid of stuff, and you're bringing some more stuff home.
Shopping is good. Shopping
That's
supports the community.
It does. It really does. Okay, so ADC, and I do. You're right. There's always an attendant at a Goodwill
yes.
box, even out in the desert.
Yep.
Okay, so ADC
yep.
sorted into how many ways?
Six.
Six yeah. ways. Okay.
Six.
People
ways.
Have to really know what they're doing.
Yes, but yes. Our staff oh. does. They really know what they're doing. They become intimate with
their
our
apparel.
Donations. Yeah.
And then Lisa, do they set the price?
Actually, no. What they do there at the ADCs, they just pretty much sort it and by category, like by the six breakdown category. And then from there, they once it reaches the store then processes it. And then that's where they begin their pricing.
That's where the journey begins.
Yes.
And I should have been clearer. The people in the retail stores, do you have specialists that know how to price things? Because it's really, I will never have that job.
Yes,
it's very hard.
We do. They do in the back room. They have separate different areas that test the electronics and also deal with shoes, deal with textile, all these categories that are already pre-sorted from the ADC.
And then do you have a system once something, an item is on the shelf, I'm assuming, not knowing much about retail other than being a very good shopper,
mm-hmm.
that's my retail experience is shopping, is the item timed for how long it's going to sit?
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you decide it's going to move somewhere?
So, Lisa, if you don't mind, I take that one.
Yeah.
Everything that comes in is tagged with a certain color. So 1 week we'll be tagging red, for example. Everything that comes in that week will be tagged red and when it's priced. And we have a good, better, best system for pricing. And we try to be super consistent. We've got a grid and everything that all of the employees use to price things. And then every time something is priced, it gets audited by a lead or a manager before it goes out on the floor. So
wow.
We're making sure that things that we're trying really hard to be as consistent as possible with our pricing. So if something lands in the good pile. If it's a t-shirt, then we kind of match it up on the grid, and that's how we get that price. So no matter what store, we all use the same system for pricing.
And you can tell, because if you go to a lot of Goodwill stores, which is something that we do honestly, mm-hmm. you can tell that there's such consistency and such a method.
Good.
About which I knew very little, if nothing. Okay, so it's good, better, best.
Good, better, best. And that's based on quality. We look at brands, you know, we look at how worn something is and that kind of thing. And then we decide which category and base it that way. And then it gets tagged a color. And everything in our store is there for 4 weeks. So on,
holy smokes.
I know. So
that is not that long.
It's not very long. So we're always turning over new product, which is why you should come in all the time.
Right. Or you might miss that brand name you were looking for.
That's right. And on the fourth week, so this is why we do the colors of the week, right? So if we're tagging something red this week, in 4 weeks, red will be half off. So that last week that it's on our floor, it'll be half off. And that's kind of the circle of life in the store there. And then after, if it doesn't sell, that's where Lisa comes in. And that's where it goes to
the after retail trail.
That's it. So then it becomes mine as is.
And her face is lighting up.
Yes. That's right.
Once it leaves the store, it goes to our outlet here that's located on Irvington and Campbell. And it's sold by pound there and rotated on these nice big blue tables. An average of 180 times per day.
And it's packed.
Yes.
I've had friends who go. No, but I'm up. Shout out to my friend Cindy, who went with one of her out-of-town guests, who's like a resale aficionado. We went to a couple of Goodwills while she was there. Then she said, I have to go. I've read about this outlet. I have to go. Mm-hmm. And it's like supercharged and crazy.
It's an incredible experience. I've been one time. And the manager is standing there with me, and he goes, okay, we're going to open, because they pull these big blue tables full of merchandise out, and people line up, and they're covered with sheets. They line up down the side, and then they pull the sheets back, right? And he goes, okay, it's going to happen.
The unveiling.
That's right. It's a huge unveiling. He goes, okay, wait. He goes, now wait for the noise. And people just are sorting through, and it's like this big roar. It's amazing.
By the pound. So yeah, hold me to it. I'm saying it on the air. You could invite me.
Okay.
And I'll go. I've got to do it. It's the only thing I think I have not witnessed at Goodwill is that, you know, sorting day.
And amazing.
Lisa, how often does that happen?
Oh, every day.
Every day?
Every day.
There's throngs of crowds day. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
People just going at it, taking the items. We have people waiting outside our store for us to open.
I'm just going to say this because I hate Black Friday unless you're going to do resale or locally owned. But it's like going to the after Thanksgiving sale every day. Okay. Just be careful. It's a good thing. Hold on to your purse. So the outlet, now I have to ask you a question too. Does everything from all of your stores, including Casa Grande and Nogales and Sierra Vista, do they all come to that one central location?
Well, actually...
if it doesn't sell?
Yeah, the only one that doesn't come down is Casa Grande. The one in Nogales, actually, the outlet, once it leaves here, it goes to the Arno Gallus.
That's the last stop.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then the one from
Sierra Vista
comes straight to Nogales. So that one feeds into Nogales.
Okay. And what happens in the Nogales outlet? What's that situation?
Basically the same. Once it leaves here at the outlet, we go ahead and ship it from there to Nogales. And it's a mini outlet there. It's kind of mini me. It's really cute.
I love it.
It's got 40 tables that they rotate as well. And actually, it's the stuff that's been taken off the floor from here from Tucson. And we're even sifting it more and making money off of that product.
So how much does it go, you said, per pound? Is there a price per pound?
Yes. Here currently at our Tucson outlet, the textiles are $1.19. The wares and electronics are 69 cents a pound. The glass is sold at 19 cents a pound. And then just individual price, you know, big items such as TVs and couches. And
I didn't even think of that. I'm thinking piles of clothes, but it's everything.
It's everything.
It's everything. We have to go.
Lisa is amazing. She sifts out every donation. We try so hard to keep it out of the landfill. And it's the process is incredible. So go ahead.
It goes. So once it leaves our Tucson outlet, it goes to Nogales. And what we do is we sell it again, but we sell it for half price. So whatever the pound was here is half of the pound up there. And then after we don't sell from there, we continually at the same time start sorting it and preparing it for the auction that is held once a month. I mean, once every Monday.
Once every Monday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's great. And stuff there is sold pretty much by bulk or individual. Again, it's a live auction, so it's really neat. You go out there and bid on the item, and the one with the highest number, you know.
Road trip.
That's yep. it. It's really neat.
Road trip.
Register. You get your little paddle, so you're an official little buyer. And then whatever doesn't sell there, we pretty much put back on melons, bring it back down here to Tucson, and then we sell it then to, start sorting it, preparing it, baling it for the salvage market, and that would be textiles, shoes, accessories, which is belts and purses, soft toys, and we bale those in 1,000-pound bales, and we sell those to brokers that buy, and they from there take it on to do something else with it overseas with it.
Right.
And whatever we definitely cannot sell on the salvage market then becomes recyclable. Whatever I can't recycle after that point, then unfortunately has to go in the landfill.
Right, but it's so minuscule compared to the volume of things you get. And I think that's great that you brought it up. What I have seen in my history of Mrs. Green, which is almost 6 years now, is there's a demand for almost everything. As mm-hmm. renewable natural resources are depleted, as the demand for every piece of a computer someone wants to buy to mm-hmm. repurpose, recycle, reuse somehow, and clothing. I mean, it's the textile industry. It's getting more expensive. I call it filthy fashion sometimes mm-hmm. because of the, you know, the way that it's fair trade violations. To me, shopping at Goodwill assuages my conscience because I'm not supporting, you know, some organization that's making a lot of money on my $4 t-shirt. It's mm-hmm. supporting Goodwill. Okay, so that's an extensive trail. Mm-hmm. In your vast experience, which I don't say that lightly, what do you see coming back the most? Is it clothes? I mean, I know you guys even sell shoes that's like only one shoe. It's not a pair, mm-hmm. and people buy that. I remember going to the auction because if you are very, very poor, which a lot of people just right over the border are so poor that you can't afford shoes. Who cares if your shoes match?
Right.
Right? I mean,
right. That's pretty much. Yeah, we have a lot that's coming back. Is a little bit of everything, really.
Okay.
But predominantly what we see a lot back is a lot of wares. And that's the stuff that normally would be top of wear, you know, bottles.
Wares. And, yeah, I love it. Just,
you know, anything like that, pretty much. But what we, again, we do have a buyer for that, which is recyclable, which is plastic. So we try to, a lot of big stuff, car seats, you know, just big bulky stuff that we wouldn't be able to, that doesn't get sold at the outlet, I mean, at the auction. But again, we do have buyers for that, meaning the recycle bins, that recyclables that really helps with keeping it out of the landfill and reducing it.
And it helps to keep on going in a positive way in the revenue stream because you're mm-hmm. selling it at the retail stores, that's what I like to call them, and the then going down the trail so that it's really doing a very humanitarian. There's a really humanitarian piece to this for people that can't afford. I mean, yes. My girlfriend got 3 St. John suits in the Goodwill at Bear Canyon, and I've not forgiven her, but it's okay. Let's shift for a minute. Is there anything else you want to say about that? That's the circle. I mean, that's really mm-hmm. a full circle. As little as goes to the landfill as possible.
Absolutely.
Every avenue is exhausted. The one thing we didn't talk about, though, neither one of you, is your online presence.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to talk about that? Amanda? Lisa? Okay, Amanda, take it away.
So shopgoodwill.com. So part of the processing is we will pull collectibles, antiques. I mean, really, really cool things. And we put them online for you to shop. So shopgoodwill.com, you can look up. It's actually a really cool site where all the Goodwills who are participating can put their online stuff. So look for Southern Arizona, Goodwill Southern Arizona, we can keep that here. And you can shop online and we put all of the collectibles up there. It's and you can buy right online. It's pretty awesome.
I've seen beautiful pieces of silver and blown glass and antiques, the treasures. So I'm glad that we really cool. thought about bringing that up because it's unbelievable. And then your book sales.
Yeah.
You have had, I mean, I was there one day and there was a book that was a find. Someone donated it. It came in a box. And you have that system where you skew it. Isn't that the word? You scan it. Mm-hmm. You scan it. Mm-hmm. And then it will tell you what it would sell for on Amazon.
Yes.
Or
and
eBay.
Then we can list it right there on those things. So we have a whole eBooks part of Goodwill, which is doubly amazing because a lot of our people with severe disabilities work in there to gain those working skills. And they scan the books. They look for things that people are looking for already out on the internet. We list them online and we can sell them that way.
And one of the most interesting things I've thought about that system is it even tells you don't bother.
Yes.
Because if there's 25, whatever, Robbins, whatever his name is, books, then you don't need them. It's a flooded market and you can put them in the retail stores.
That's right.
So it's really a great system of putting things up there that are priced and placed to sell. So online presence, love it.
And another way that we're sorting our things are to our boutiques as well. So we have two Goodwill Good Threads boutiques now.
How come I only know about one?
Well, we just had opening for the second one, which is over on 6th, right across from Rincon Market. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
It's cool. And so all of our stores now, they're looking for those brand name things, those antique things, those just those boutique-y awesome items. And they all get sent to our boutiques. And it's such a fun store. They're super cute. And
they're really organized and really there. Like you go in and you think you are in a retail store.
That's right.
And it's really pretty cool. I didn't know about that one. I'm just so sad now. But now I do. So I can go and I meet people at Rincon Market.
Yes.
So that's really great to know.
Yeah.
So that's upscale. And it's still not expensive. It's not like a retail store.
It's still discounted prices.
It's still brand names, but you know what you're getting.
That's
okay.
Right.
Let's talk about marketing for a minute. Because I asked you off air. I said, it seems to me very much from my heart that everybody I know goes to Goodwill for donations or shops there. My daughters who are hip and young and live in LA, and my daughter when she comes here from Taos, they shop resale stores.
Yeah.
Do you have to market? I'm serious. It's like, I want you to put yourself out of a job on the air. But I mean, how do you target the market for the best return on your time is really the better question and the serious question.
Well, absolutely. We're so fortunate to have so much support from the community. And we definitely want to stretch those donor dollars as far as possible. So we are diligent with our marketing and we do as much free marketing as we possibly can.
Right.
So we're on social media. We're redesigning our website right now because we know how crucial that is, especially to
it's
you.
It's everything.
That's right.
I mean, it is.
Where do you go when you need information?
Twitter.
And we're on Twitter and we're on Pinterest. And so
Pinterest is huge.
It's huge. And it's the coolest website.
It's really cool.
Yeah. So if you ever need to figure out how to reuse that cool thing you found at Goodwill, go to Pinterest because that's, the cool thing to do.
If you got something at Goodwill and you're on Pinterest, you can pin it and tag Goodwill.
That would be cool, too.
I know what I'm talking about.
That would be cool, too. So absolutely. So we definitely are marketing and we're advertising. We want people to know when we're having those 50% off sales. We want people to know when we're opening a new store. So, but we're stretching those donor dollars. Absolutely.
It's really good. And I mean, I really knew the answer to that. You always have to continue to market because you want to bring in new clients. You want to get people in the door the first time, always, if they haven't been. And we have a million people here that need to hear about Goodwill and get in there. Okay, we got the warning.
Oh my gosh.
2-minute warning.
Already?
I mean, it's like, really? Dude, what do you mean? Why are you doing that? Okay, so let's talk about how to reach you. We should wrap that up. The best way to reach you and name the website.
Yes.
And we'll put it out there.
GoodwillSouthernAZ.org is our website, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest.
I know. We retweet you.
And, thank you.
And you retweet us.
We
okay,
do.
So that's really the best way to find out drop-off locations and where the retail resale stores are. Uh-huh. And I want to ask one quick question. do you sell gift certificates? Because I'm all about people doing that for Black Friday.
Yes.
The timing of the show is perfect.
You can get gift cards at our stores.
Gift cards at the stores.
Yes.
Okay. I loved this interview. Thank you so much, Amanda Thomas and Lisa Sarmiento from Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. Thanks for all that you do to make our community stronger and healthier and a better place. Everybody, make it a great green week. Next week, focus on our future. Biosphere 2, Dr. Kevin Bonin, Director of Education and Outreach, Biosphere 2. I love them. Stay connected with me at MrsGreensWorld.com. We have all those social media things going on as well. Thanks, everybody.